Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary. It's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, June 14th. Happy Saturday. Happy end of VBS. Woo! We've had a wonderful week. Also, we look forward to worship tomorrow where some of the kids will come and sing for us. And we look forward to a great Father's Day in worship together. Our student minister, Joel Brooks, will be bringing the message tomorrow, so please be in prayer for him as he finishes up preparing. Let's go over our memory verse one last time for the week. It's John chapter 14, verse 16. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. Let's dive into the passages for today. First, we're in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 10. In 2 Corinthians, Paul is defending his apostleship and he is encouraging the struggling church. Starting in verse 7. So to keep me from becoming conceited because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from becoming conceited. Three times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest on me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Much ink has been spilled about what the thorn in the flesh is. It's some kind of persistent affliction that Paul encountered. And he repeatedly prayed for relief from this thorn in the flesh. But the Lord didn't deliver him. Instead, he gave him something better, his all-sufficient grace, so that in weakness, he could experience the surpassing power of Christ. Has the Lord done that for you in a situation or an experience where you just beg, Lord, take this from me? For me, I've asked him to take my shaky voice from me. And at one point, it was like the Lord said, Mary, I can use you whether your voice shakes or not. It's not about you. That's not exactly what I wanted to hear. But now I know that anytime any good comes out of me, it is by the power of Christ in me. Because when I'm weak, he is strong. Corrie ten Boom said it this way, you will never know that Jesus is all you need until Jesus is all you have. Our second passage is in Luke chapter 6, verses 12 through 26. And this is where Jesus prays all night and he calls the disciples, the apostles, and then he preaches to a large crowd and he delivers a series of blessings and woes, beginning in verse 12. In these days, he went out to the mountain to pray, and all night he continued in prayer to God. And when day came, he called his disciples and chose from them 12, whom he named apostles. Simon, whom he named Peter, and Andrew his brother, and James and John, and Philip, and Bartholomew, and Matthew and Thomas, and James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon, who was called the Zealot, and Judas the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. And he came down with them and stood on a level place with the great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured, and all the crowd sought to touch him, for power came out of him and healed them all. And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you shall be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you and revile you and spurn your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For so their fathers did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you shall be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. Woe to you when all people speak well of you, for so their fathers did to the false prophets. Just to recap this passage a little bit, it starts with Jesus praying all night long on the mountainside. And then he calls 12 apostles. You know many of them by name. After he calls the apostles, it says he ministers to a great multitude. He found a level place and began to teach the great crowds who had come from all over to listen to him. It's amazing when it says that all the crowd sought to touch him, for power came out of him and healed them all. Then he goes into a little bit of the discussion of what does it mean to be devoted to me? What does it mean to be a part of my kingdom? It means dependence upon me, and that blessed are those who are poor now, because theirs is the kingdom of God. If they hunger now, that one day they'll be satisfied. Those who weep now will laugh. And those who are reviled because of their faith will one day leap for joy. Our final passage from Proverbs chapter 14, verse 4 is one of my favorites. Where there are no oxen, the manger is clean, but abundant crops come by the strength of the ox. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. This short little proverb reminds us that sometimes kingdom work can be messy. It's hard. You make a mess, but in the end, it's fruitful. Same in a household. You know, if you have a lot of kids running around, there's probably going to be a mess. But there is fruitful kingdom work to be done within a household. Also in a business, in order to produce a product, you're going to have to work, and work produces mess, noise, disruption, things like that. So here's a quote by Ray Ortland. It says, "Clean mangers are for museums. Oxen are for harvest." So Lord, make us a people today who work for your kingdom. Help us to get our fingers dirty and help us to move so that we can work according to your kingdom. Help us not to idolize too much order in our lives and protection of who we are in our time. Rather, help us to be open to your spirit and your leading wherever you call us today, Lord. We thank you for your presence with us, and I pray over my brothers and sisters that they would have a wonderful day and that you would bless and keep them and make your face to shine upon them and be gracious to them, that you might lift your countenance upon them and give them peace. Amen. Here are just a few more little snippets from Vacation Bible School. Okay, I'm standing here with the ladies who are making the snacks for today. Do y'all have a team name?
Snack team.
Snack team, all right. Snack ladies. What are we making today?
Beehives.
Beehive. And what is it consisting of?
Donuts, all the good sugary stuff.
Donuts.
Three cake donuts.
We use food glue to glue them together. Then we are using kind of yellow pale glaze outside, like honey is coming out of the beehive. And this is a gift from God because honey comes comes from our beehives.
That's exactly right. This is amazing. And I have to tell you, all the kids are telling me their favorite time of the day is snack time.
Aww.
How does that make y'all feel?
Good.
Oh, and I have, my report is I went upstairs to get some sweets for me, but the report is there are two teachers there giving out our snack for today, the butterflies. And the teacher said, who would like to read the Bible verse on each butterfly? And they took turns reading the Bible verse.
Oh, that is awesome. Thank y'all so much for your hard work. We love you.
Thank you.
Thank you.